Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joel Gill for a Saturday morning. Yes, indeed, your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Well, this week we take a look at multiple different topics around agriculture. We begin and check in with our fellow farm broadcaster Todd Gleason from the University of Illinois, and their focus is on Brazil. And their total corn production this season is on track once again to reach another record high, actually their second highest volume in the country's history, exceeding some initial expectations. Let's get more details from Todd Gleason from the University of Illinois. His insights into this, crop.
This strong result is driven primarily by the second corn crop in Brazil, known as Safrina, which benefited from favorable rainfall over the past 2 months. Joanna Colucci, agricultural economist at the University of Illinois, also says despite the larger harvest, Brazil is expected to export less corn this year, that due to rising internal demand from its livestock and corn-based ethanol sectors.
So we can say that for U.S. exports, who have seen corn exports exceed expectations in the first 5 months of this year, the Brazil's lower exports is likely to continue creating windows of opportunity during the year, especially when the U.S. corn remains with the price competitive like nowadays.
Colucci concludes in the article on the U of I's FarmDoc website that for U.S. exporters who've seen corn exports exceed expectations in the first half of the year, Brazil's slower export pace is likely to continue creating windows of opportunity, especially when U.S. corn remains priced competitively on the world market. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
All right, Todd, thank you very much. He does a great job over there at the University of Illinois. Let's switch our way to a fellow farm broadcaster out of Iowa. That's Riley Smith with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network out of Des Moines. And Riley's talking about details when it comes to agriculture and tariffs. And a lot of folks are wondering, are we feeling the full effect of tariffs, or are they yet to come? Riley has more details here on your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week.
The impact of tariffs on consumers is well known. As we pay more to import certain products, consumers are having to compensate for that by paying more at the register. Things are not so clear when it comes to the effects that tariffs have on exports. We know that things are worse, but it's difficult to figure out just how much we're losing. Iowa State University economist Chad Hart said that makes things tricky.
What they looked at was specifically the tariffs we're already paying for. So looking at products we bring into the U.S., we're paying additional tariff on that. What we found is that if you compare April of 2024 to April of 2025, there's been about a $68 million increase in tariffs being paid by Iowa consumers as we bring product into Iowa. That's about a 300% jump year over year when you think about that. So we definitely are seeing costs already being built in the products that we bring in here to the state. One of the major challenges, though, is that we also export a lot of product outside the U.S., and that's a piece that's still missing when we think about the damages here, that we know what we're paying on what's coming in. We don't know fully what we're losing for the product that needs to leave.
This trade war has opened the door for a country like Brazil to swoop in and take some of the market share that the U.S. has with China.
Well, that's the deal. I like to joke that when you're looking at a trade fight, the country that wins is the country that does not participate. So when we're looking here, for example, the fight between the U.S. and China, it's a country like Brazil that truly benefits because they have the ability to, as you say, expand production. They already have a trade relationship with China, and they produce a lot of the same goods that we produce here in the U.S. So that makes them a ready market to sort of replace us within the Chinese system. And that is a major challenge here, is that right now this tariff fight between the U.S. and China is leading to higher costs for both, while Brazil gets to sit on the outside and benefit from those changes.
Hart said that a more measured and particular approach would likely make things easier on farmers and consumers.
Well, I believe the biggest challenge is that we basically started this off as trying to adjust the entire globe at the same time, where trade and tariff negotiations are much more of a country-by-country agreement that you reach. And so you want to do it more, let's call it methodically, than what we've been doing. The challenge right now, and I think, you know, it's a challenge the president and the team faces, is trying to negotiate with 90 other countries at the same time. You just can't find enough negotiators. Where if, on the other hand, you're taking a very systematic approach, looking at where the biggest trade problems are and working specifically with that individual country, you're much more likely to get effective change in trade policy.
The reality of the situation, though, is that farmers have to deal with elevated market pressure. Hart said he advises farmers to focus on the things they can control financially while the economic storm passes.
Well, arguably there is a way. And you can think of the tariff issues we're having are basically just, you know, creating some economic damage to the farm as we're looking now. But farmers over time, if you've been a farmer for a while, you have figured out how to weather some financial storms. So it is reminding ourselves of, okay, how do we control our cost? How do we try to capture the best price that we can at the time that we can? And basically work through, let's call it, the rough financials of the business to keep ourselves going. Recognizing that we can't control what prices are in the marketplace, that we can't control what costs of, for example, potash is going to come into the country from. But what we can do is look and better assess our ability to grow products within that market and try to succeed from there.
For more insight, visit the ISU Ag Decision Maker at extension.iastate.edu/agdm. That again was Iowa State University economist Chad Hart. I'm Riley Smith reporting.
All right, Riley, thank you very much. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a steamy Saturday morning. Yes, be careful. Going to be warm this weekend. Your report brought to you each week by Mid-Soda, trailer sales and service in Avon.